Blog Talk Radio.
Tammy Vanity. Pretty as the ocean on a summer day. Shallow as a puddle.
She does it because she loves me. But so do I. So who the hell am I to judge you? I still do, though. It's always easier to point out somebody else's problems than face ones in you, though. Her drug, the life. And she used me to get closer to it. And I ain't no better, because I let her do it. So we both lying. But she's so fine. So is it her problem or mine?
She only loved me when I'm on top. Only time I hear from her is right around the BET Awards. VMA, AMA's a billboard. Asking me what I'm nominated for. Or if I'm performing, she'd be like, don't forget to call me for the party. Only love me when I'm hanging with celebrity friends. Use me to get closer to them. Chris Brown based songs or maybe even Jigga. She be like, if you go in, can I come with you? And can you ask Trey if I can get a picture? Table hopping in club, but for some reason she always get loose. Cause you can't deny that girl is beautiful. Hey, only on the outside, it's a draw. And she's a damn junkie, but that don't matter though. Why? Cause see, everybody loves me. Random night, no response. Grammy weekend, roll around. She's texting me like, texting, what you doing? When any other time it's me pursuing. Concert coming down and she looking for tickets to it. Asking who I'm cool with. When she needs a hookup, it's me she look up. Ooh, and I know to her I'm just a free ride. But the sex is so good that I let. I'm not proud of it, I'm really not. But I cannot deny she's really hot. When she comes through with all that ass she got. Table hopping in the club, but she do it cause she knows she'll get love.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Missy Majabe. I have my co-hosts on the line, Ron and Dre. Adisa had to take the night off because she had a family emergency, and Taylor, she'll trickle in a little bit later. What's up, you good old black ass men folk?
What's going on there?
None, man. Just trying to get to the house, trying to get home in this rain.
I hear that.
Be careful because it's black.
Well, I was just about to ask you, what's the lights on?
Everything is off. I mean, the whole block.
Well, this, I'm on the
let me follow y'all in the middle of a power outage. Man, this rain, this storm right here, boy, I don't know what kind of storm. You know how thunder just rumbles?
Mm-hmm.
That shit didn't even rumble. That shit sounded like a fucking atomic bomb. The first damn hit, that shit said, boom! The lights blinked in damn food line. That damn second one, after I got my stuff, I'm coming out the damn store. Every damn thing said, "Jump!"
God damn it!
And that was it. That was 8 o'clock. The light's been out.
That means it's on its way up here.
Yeah, it's coming that way. It's bad.
Well, I got the email, so I knew the lights were out. I got the email from Sammy Faggity Ass. Sorry, y'all, but I don't like I leave my leasing agent, Sammy. But,
all right,
the smart-ass motherfucker.
God damn it.
But, so, yeah, man, he got a smart-ass mouth for no reason. All I asked that motherfucker was a simple motherfucker question, and he gonna get a motherfucker attitude and smart-ass mouth. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I asked you what the fuck you answered. So, all right. Hey.
Listen, I hate to, you know what I'm saying, go off on my little divergence. But I got a question.
They got people running lights up here. They ain't even stopping.
You better be careful. Be careful out there in them streets. Let me ask you a question. Dre, I ask you this from a man's perspective, and Imaj, I'm going to ask you this from a fashion perspective. All right? So I went the other day, and I'm in the mall, so I stop at the Gap. You know what I'm saying? I go get me a pair of jeans and shit. And I buy a pair of jeans from there, and they look good. But when I picked them up, I'm like, yo, these don't, I mean, they feel nice and soft, like, but they had some, like, elastic in the denim, so, like, the jeans stretched. So, when I put them on,
young people shit. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I felt, like, kind of feminine because my pants were stretching like a woman's. So, I got them on, and I'm like, these shits feel good. You know what I'm saying? They look nice, but they stretch like a bitch's pants. So, like, with this whole, like, so, Dre, the question to you is that appropriate that a man wears stretchy pants? And Imaj, the question to you is that, like, just some new fashion shit?
You know, I'm going to tell you like this, Ron. You know, we older. We from the old school. To us, it looks like we trying to be young. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, all I know is that these shits, you know what I'm saying, they got the proper space in the thighs, but when you get around the ankle, they start getting a little tight. You know what I mean?
They said skinny jeans. See, we got a bunch of shit like that down here in the mall down here, and this is one store, like, it don't make no sense. Like, if you grown, you want to buy some jeans, you can't go to the mall no more. I call living that thing in the mall Wiz Khalifa, because it's some skinny shit that
yes.
he would wear.
Yes, it's a damn shame. I went and got them, and it was like little $40-$50. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a whole bunch of money, but it was like yo, son, these is like stretchy, like, but they feel good. That's the part that's the dynamic that
mm-hmm.
I'm tussling with.
I want to tell you something
that
trips me out. Have you noticed all the jeans when you go in certain spots? It's like in the mall or something. They got like 6 or 7 zippers on them motherfuckers.
Man, listen, I'm not used to all that shit. That shit confused me.
We didn't have that many zippers back in the day. They got like 6 or 7 zippers. I was like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
I said this maybe 10, 15 years ago, that these motherfuckers are dressing like they characters out of Buck Rogers or Battlestar Galactica. Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if you remember Battlestar Galactica and Buck Rogers, the shit they used to wear, this is what motherfuckers is wearing now. So I see where shit's going, seen it, and now it done came to fruition. But my thing
yep.
is, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just a fashion thing. That's why I asked Amash, because it's like, she know fashion more than me. Know what I'm saying? More than us, Dre. We ain't really necessarily into
like
that. Because like you say, you don't like that shit, Neva?
No, I don't like them. No, no, I don't. Their job. A lot of times, they think that you're wearing just. What is something just happened to my Bluetooth, y'all? So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, you worry about your Bluetooth because I'm worried about these motherfucking jeggings that
yeah,
I got on. This shit is motherfucking ridiculous.
I was about to say
they
called
they
joggers.
They ain't even jeans. They probably joggers, like she's saying. They probably ain't even jeans.
No, they jeans, but
that's
they got some,
shit,
like, some stretchy
shit,
shit in them.
Be weird. Take them shits back.
Yo, I feel you. I ain't gonna front to you. I'm mad I took the fucking tags off this shit because I was thinking about going back to the mall and taking them shits back.
I would.
I mean, they look right, though. I mean, they look right. You know what I'm saying? They feel right. But when I go in my pocket and my pocket stretch out, I feel a little feminine, like I should sit down and piss. I don't know. I don't know if it's me or if I'm bugging.
I don't know what just happened to my Bluetooth out here.
I don't know.
I'm getting out the car. I can't see shit.
Oh, shit. I know one thing, though. I know I ain't buying no more feminine jeans. I know that shit. That shit is a fucking no-go.
Now, how about why you shopping at the motherfucking Gap? Hello there.
Exactly. That was my next question. Why are you at the Gap?
So
no,
to be exact.
No, I opened the door so I can see you come in. I mean,
the reason I was at the Gap. is because at the mall, at this particular mall, there's those massage chairs right in front of the Gap. So I sat in the massage chair, and I was, you know what I'm saying, put my little $5 bill in there and got my little 15 minutes or whatever it was. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this shit feel good. And I closed my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I realized I was right in front of the Gap. So I started looking in their windows, and I said, oh, they got jeans on sale. All right, maybe I should go. So once my time was up, I said, well, let me run into the Gap right quick, because I was feeling in such a euphoric state getting that electronic massage, you know what I'm saying, in that chair. It just made me want to spend money. So that's the reason I went into the Gap, because it was right there in front of the massage chair.
Word.
Play this door open.
Damn. Yeah, I can totally dig it, man, because I had an interview over there 2 days ago, Thursday. And so my nephew, after I got done with my interview and shit, my nephew was looking for shoes. So we went in this spot, and I seen this dope-ass fucking pair of shorts. They was, like they was dope as fuck. They wasn't skinny. They wasn't tight. You know what I'm saying? They was baggy. But they had, like, 12 zippers. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with all these goddamn zippers?
You know what you're going to do with them zippers? You go zip the motherfuckers up.
Walk around looking like a Michael Jackson beat it jacket.
And fail every motherfucking metal detector that you walk through.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, God damn. Because they was tight too, yo. Because they was, them motherfuckers, they were white. But they had all them zippers on them. And then they had like little, like the, they were sort of ripped a little bit. Them shits were funky as hell. And I was like, God damn. And then I seen this dope ass fucking t-shirt. But every damn thing that was in there, this shit was like a medium. I was like, what the fuck is the grown man section in this motherfucker? Like, what the fuck? That the t-shirt was like $60. And then my sister looked at my nephew, and he was like, man, I want it. She said, no, you're not knocking no $60.
Crazy. I go this far with it. It's a such thing as a slippery slope. And one thing I know is if you start, know what I'm saying, wearing fuckboy shit, where does it end? It ends in a dress.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Didn't do no lights in here, didn't do no candles.
Hey, I ain't even think about the candles. My bad.
Motherfucker
like
trying to
child.
Have a fucking romantic knife with...
I mean,
trying to have a romantic night with itself.
And then ain't even tried to find the flashlight. Thank you, appreciate you.
Well, I just been using my phone.
You been using your cell phone?
Yeah, I've been using the...
I ain't got no battery.
Yeah, I've been using the... Actually, I got like 40% left. I'm still good.
I got 39%.
Well, by the time this show ends, you're going to have 4% left, motherfucker. What
well,
you going to do then?
My shit probably going to cut off. But so let's get to the show. Let's
charging
get to the show,
in the car.
We weren't supposed to be talking about that. And my Bluetooth is what's in my car. It's my charger. Guess what? It just went out. I don't know what just happened.
Goddamn. All
right,
let's
right,
get focused.
Right, right. Okay, let's get to the show. Tonight, we appropriate this shit. So tonight, we're talking about thirsty motherfuckers on the internet. Who's the most thirsty of them all? Men? Women, both of them, and yeah. So I posted a question on Facebook page, and they said, "Now you know, it's between men and women. It's kind of neck and neck." So I'm asking y'all, who y'all think is winning the thirst trapping award of the year?
This year, and half of last year. The fucking men have been doing it. They've been thirst trapping like hell. It don't make no fucking sense.
See, I'm going to go in stages. In the beginning stage, men are thirstier. Like, when I don't know you, you don't know me, men is thirstiest. Oh, she look good. Oh, look at that ass. Oh, look at them titties. Oh, her skin is good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be that gets your attention, men in the beginning, in my humble opinion, are more thirsty. But once you make that first connection, then from that point on, women are more thirsty. Oh, he my boyfriend. Oh, this nigga ain't got no motherfucking, all right, let me co-sign a car for him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me go take him shopping. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me cook for him. Oh, what are you doing? Let me ride past his house. So in the beginning, I think it's men, but once you get into it, I think it's women.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I'm just saying, I don't see many. A dude will buy a bitch something, but he won't, know what I'm saying, go. But he'll do that from the jump. Once you get in, though, you start women say, why don't you move in with me? Know what I'm saying? All kind of questions. Why? Yeah, take the condom off. Know what I'm saying? They be saying all kind of thirsty shit. Know what I'm saying? After the fact. But in the beginning, I think it's the men. That's just me, though.
Okay.
What
my phone doing?
What? Oh, shit.
My phone don't want me to be great. Okay. So, I asked a couple of my friends about thirst trapping. Y'all know what thirst trapping is, posting a bunch of shit right. on the...
Fuck your friends. What do you think?
I think I'm definitely a little bit out of both, though.
Okay.
Because if you guys to keep showing your pussycat prints and stuff, just to, you know, get somebody to talk to you. Like, when I was saying, I was talking to one of my friends about it before you rudely interrupted me. They sent me pictures of chicks that they follow that they feel like it's thirst trapping. This one little chick had like 30,000 likes. One had 131K on her. Like, and dude, just be going for it. Like, I want to put my whole mouth on that box. Like, nigga. So, I don't know.
I hate when they do that bullshit because, like, especially the dudes now, like, what's the motherfucker that like, all the girls be posting his ass, the dark-skinned cat with the, he always got his chest out or some shit, but he had a little, the little doctor shit around his neck, like he a doctor, but he always damn got his shit out, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then you notice there's a whole lot of dudes now. They ain't twerking videos or whatever, but they just walking around half-ass naked. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's more men just thirst trapping than damn women now.
I don't know. I mean, I look at it as a reflection on the society we live in. You know what I'm saying? It's a reflection because most things are sexualized now. You know what I mean? Everything's about attracting somebody with sex as opposed to, what's the term? A sapiosexual. A sapiosexual is somebody who's attracted and turned on by your brain. You know what I'm saying? It's less of that now than it is just plain sexuality. Than it is just, you know, I'm going to show my titties. I'm going to show my ass. I'm going to show my dick print. I'm going to show my six pack. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put some berry oils and juices in my bed and make that shit shine and show you, you know what I'm saying, what it is that you like to see. And I get it because we are all visual beings. I get that. But in this society, everything is so hyper-sexualized that everybody just wants to show that aspect of themselves to attract somebody like that. And if you attract me with sex, that means you got to keep me with sex. And that means our relationship is based on sex. And when your relationship is based on sex, whether it's a friend relationship or whether it's a side bitch or whether it's your wife, that ain't necessarily good because sex don't last that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you in your 30s as a dude, nigga, unless you keep your shit right, it's going to fall off soon. You know what I'm saying? It's going to fall off soon. It's coming. It's coming. That cliff is coming, man. You get to about 40 years old, man, and you used to fuck all night, and now you fucking for an hour and a half, and the hour and a half is still good to her because she like, damn, I got an hour and a half of good dick, but you used to going all night. Nigga, let's go fall off that cliff. It's going to happen. But, so, I mean, I think that's the downfall in putting so much emphasis on sex. What you eating?
I ain't eating nothing. I'm going outside. Just
something out
my car.
Oh, you got to charge up. I hear that.
No, I can't because my Bluetooth just broke. I don't know what happened. No, I got to get my purse out the car. I found my purse.
Oh. Gotcha. Well, I'm sitting here sipping on something, so I guess I'm the only one sipping tonight.
I can't sip on it. Can't turn on my blender.
Nigga, you better shake it up. Nigga, stop fronting like you need a blender and start shaking.
I took
two shots of the syrup I got back here. That's about all I can do.
Two shots?
Yeah, I just did a little two shots.
I'm going to call you Derringer from now on. That's your name, Derringer.
Because I was getting ready to cut my damn hair, and then when I got flooded the damn clippers up, and before I took them bitches on, this shit said, "Jesus!" I said, "God damn, I'm glad I wasn't cutting my damn hair."
Then I tried to get my purse out my car because I forgot it. But why only I'm over here?
But you're right, though, Ron. Every damn thing now, man, is just. Is based on fucking sex. Cause like earlier today, right, I was watching Sports Center and shit. You know, I try to catch the little Jalen Rose show, right? So
Jalen and Jacoby or First Take?
Yeah. No,
I mean
Jalen and
Get
Jacoby.
Up.
Yeah, that's my shit. So
yeah, I fucked with that.
I was checking that out, right? And I always see these two commercials on ESPN. So the first commercial comes up, it was about, you know what I'm saying, about adoption or whatever. You know what I'm saying, talking about you can adopt kids or whatever. And it's two dudes, and they adopt this baby. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you would have never seen no shit like that in a commercial back in the day. Then right after that one go off, it's a Viagra commercial for women. Then it's a stud-ass white woman and this other white woman. They walk around holding hands and kissing and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Some bullshit. That's like that commercial... I think I told y'all before, my fucking, the worst commercial on television to me is that, what's that? Truvada? I'm on the pill. Now, I'm on the pill.
Yeah, we talked about Truvada for prep.
Yeah, Truvada for, yo, that shit to me is the worst commercial in the world. When you got that, he's obviously a man underneath that gray hair and all that makeup.
Yep.
Obviously a man. No, I'm saying. So I'm on the pill. Like, come on. Like, I don't need my children seeing this shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? On TV.
But it's on the TV.
And it should come on at least 4 or 5 times an hour.
Yeah, because this
why you watch
TV? Them bitches come on twice a damn day. I know about 2 or 3 times on Sports Center.
At least. And that's what, 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Goddamn shame. But that all goes back to the thirst. That all goes back to the thirst because it's like, so these corporations are thirsty to play us for our sexuality. We're thirsty to show our sexuality. You know what I'm saying? The children are thirsty to learn about sexuality. So everybody's looking at sex from a different perspective, but they all looking to capitalize off of it. And
right.
And to me personally, it's that bullshit. That's just me.
I'm trying to use my flashlight on my phone to find stuff.
Oh, God.
Hey, excuse me. So.
Well, when it storms and shit like that, I got to work overtime. So I just hope this shit just calms down.
Well, you work for the cable people. We need the electricity people.
Yeah, but see, the bullshit is when the electricity's off, that mean the cable's off, that mean I got to sit down and wait for the electricity company, the electric company, to get their shit back on so I can fix my shit. It's like, come on, son, now you're just making me work all these hours for no reason. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll take the money. But I be wanting to get home sometimes and lay the fuck down.
Right. And then ain't no telling what time the goddamn lights gonna come back on.
So now I gotta sit outside somebody's house in my truck, running my generator. You know what I'm saying? For fucking 4, 5, 6 hours. But whatever.
No, I'm talking about. Sorry, I dropped the phone.
Oh goddamn!
Because I can't put the phone down and the light go where it's supposed to go. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you a question. Have we gotten a lot of feedback from people about this thirst shit?
Yeah. Give me a second, and I'll go use the tablet because my laptop is dead.
Take your time. We Gucci.
Yeah, that was a couple of people. Like, one dude, I had to get him together because just like I said, well, Sammy, the question that I asked you ain't the answer that you gave me. So this dude wants to try to put it all on women that we just treat men so badly and do this, that, and the third. And, sir, what the hell are you talking about? That's what the fuck I asked you.
Oh.
Tell me what I asked you.
I hate niggas like that. They kill me getting on your post and go all around the damn barnyard to answer the damn question and still won't answer the goddamn question. All that fucking typing.
This is a long
fucking
damn two-page
letters.
Yep. I'm trying to get the rest of this frozen drink that I already had in the freezer out the blender that was in the freezer.
That shit irritates my damn spirit. But then, you sit there. You got a little bitty damn post. And then these motherfuckers want to be a Leah and write a 4-page letter and don't none of that be on the top.
That nigga said he want baby won't be a Leah.
Oh, damn.
The question was just as simple as I asked down here. Who is the thirstiest of them all, men or women? That's all it said. Ain't
saying
no extravagant shit. I ain't used no big words. I didn't decide to pull out my SAT words out of my spirit today.
Exactly.
You stupid.
Because I got one of my homegirls from California. She do that shit all the fucking time. Because, like, if I make a simple post, here she come. She'll be on that motherfucker. She'll make one long post, and then she'll just come in and start commenting up on everybody else's shit. And I'm like, we all know you smart. Just hit LOL and get the fuck off my page. Like, what the fuck?
You stupid.
He said, just hit like, yo.
Just hit the goddamn like button or laugh and just get the fuck on because it's just jokes. Well, some women.
So let me get this straight.
Nigga.
She's guilty of over commenting on your posts.
Yeah, she would take it to the extreme. I got a homeboy to do it too. And that's my nigga. That's my dog. That's my road dog, boy. Man, if I say something about women, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, for instance, I had one post, and I was like, you only light-skinned because you're using filter. And, man, when I said that shit, that nigga, boy, he went in on them light-skinned girls. Like, all them posts was him. And I'm like, nigga, what light-skinned bitch hurt your feelings in 88? What the fuck?
Not in 88.
Yeah, because you know dark skinned niggas wasn't in back then. I'll be sure was fucking us up until Wesley came along and stabbed them niggas in the hand.
You want to know what's the fucked up part about that statement? So right now the movie Dope is on the TV in front of me, and I'm looking right at I'll Be Sure Pretty Ass Son.
Yo, that was a good ass movie, yo.
It was an eye movie. It definitely was. I'll Be Sure Pretty Ass Son is in this movie. And I'm saying, well, usually it's I'll Be Sure was out. And I'm like, you know what? He was out back then. Him and motherfucking Christopher Williams.
Yep. And then what happened to Christopher Wesley? Stabbed that nigga in the hand. It was a wrap.
Mm.
But you know the problem, the problem with the thirst, the whole thirst thing, is not so much about it being men and women that's thirsty, because of course you're gonna have, you know, men and women that's thirsty, but it's the amount of thirst. You know what I'm saying? Like you're always gonna have some women that are thirsty. You're always gonna have some men that are thirsty. You know what I mean? You can't get something. You want something. How can I get it? I'm gonna use what I got to get what I want. Okay, I understand that. But the amount of thirst out here nowadays, it's like, it used to be a time when you had to do something good to get pussy. You know what I mean? Like, you had to be popular. You had to be smart. You had to be funny. You had to have money. You had to do something good to get pussy at one point. Now, anybody can get pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dirtball niggas is getting pussy.
No, and there's a whole lot of that shit going on. Fucking
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, females try to play you and act like you damn ugly and shit. And you see that motherfucker's baby daddy, you be like, bitch, this your baby daddy? Yeah, so that gotta play me?
Right. Not only was he in you, but he was in you raw. And you want to try to play me.
Exactly. And then, because I got one, it cracks me up every time I think about it. Because she be trying to act like she all of that. And then she'll clown the nigga, but she got knocked up by the nigga. Not once, but twice. But then when you see this nigga out, and then you don't see her, he all over these other chicks. And then you don't see her, but then when you do see them out, she's taller than him. But I'm taller than her.
Oh, goddamn.
And the funny part is, the baby daddy,
this nigga is 4 foot
just,
six.
I swear, because the baby dad, he's just probably, I'm going to say a hair taller than best friend.
So this nigga is, like, technically a dwarf.
And this people just going crazy over this motherfucker. And I'm like, and then she be making the post, fuck that nigga, blah, 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 blah. Then that's that thing, you know, he give him another post.
All right. So let's look at it from the other side. This thirst is one side, right? So the other side is you playing like you fucking all that, and you don't give nobody no play. I would assume that's the other side of that. Which gender is more guilty of that? Of playing like
women.
You know what I'm saying? I think women's get that side of the coin 10 times more than men, at least.
I ain't going to say 10. I'm going to say 20.
All right. I'll go with that. What do you think about that, Kitty?
What?
Look at this nigga.
I'm trying to get
you there. What?
What?
Now, I'm saying, like,
because I see it
we
every
know
day,
that there's
man.
Thirst. All right.
And it don't make no sense, especially, like, they'd be like, one post, it'll be like, I'm tired of being single. Next post, I wish niggas would stay out of my inbox.
Right.
And then you see another post, I'm going out tonight. Hope I run into somebody. Then, next post, niggas kill me, always jocking me when I tell them I got somebody or I don't want to be bothered. Like, bitch, you just said that you hope you meet somebody tonight. And then all of a sudden, niggas is getting on your nerves because they're trying to talk to you. So how the fuck are you supposed to meet somebody and carry on a conversation and actually have a relationship with somebody? What they supposed to do, break in your goddamn house, kidnap you? Cause you don't you bitching about the inbox, you bitching about the DMs, you bitching about them what they call it the what are you doing text or the what you been up to text. Like what kind of how you supposed to start off a text message? You like, hey, how you doing? Then if you say something like that, oh, he mad corny. This nigga, you ain't gonna hate how you doing me all the damn time. Then,
right.
The motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about you, the first damn question, the first text message come through, bitch, I know you seen me damn miss, your miss call, what the fuck, why you ain't asking about, you know what I'm saying? They want the nigga to go cuss them out. You can't, you that's why I say these ugly dudes and weirdo dudes are fucking winning right now, man.
See, I look at it like this. Sometimes what you got to do is just realize it's a numbers game, right? And whatever you want, be true to what you want. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that thirst shit about, I want, listen, if I, all I want from you is sex, I'm going to say to you, all I want from you is sex. And when you clear to a woman like that, then she has the, you know what I'm saying, option of saying, yes, all I want is sex too, or, you know what, you're a dirtbag, stay out of my inbox. Okay,
right,
but
right.
But then, bitch, block me. Because in 2 months, I'm going to forget I saw your pictures, and I'm going to say this to you again. No, they just don't give me the option, you know what I'm saying, to say something to you. And I'm not mad at you for that. You know what I'm saying? It's your box. It's your platform. Do what you want. But
well,
we need to be more honest as men.
A friend of mine told me, she sat me down, she said, Dre, just tell these bitches the truth. You don't want to be with them? Just tell me you don't want to be with him. Just tell you just want to have sex. Ain't go from there.
Listen, I got 3 nights of this dick for you. I got 3 nights of this dick for you. We can spread that 3 nights over a week, or we can spread that 3 nights over a year. But I only want to fuck you 3 times. You know what I'm saying? Because that 4th time, you go want my last name. You know what I'm saying? So I got three good fucks for you. You know what I'm saying? Are you with this? You not with this? Have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you may not have to put it in those words, but just give that sentiment. And I think you get more, you get further like that in being honest as opposed to being thirsty. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So, here's the comment. Here we go. Wait a minute. What am I tablet doing? No, I'm not trying to buy no dress right now. Okay, so, stop, y'all, I swear so much. So, Tracy says men, Crystal says, so the men just gonna say women and the women just gonna say men, and then she laughs, but anywho, Corey said men, hands down. Tabitha says 2019 is women, laugh out loud. There are some other people I'm trying to get theirs to come up. Y'all know my Wi-Fi ain't on, so my tablet is running off this whole data thing. There are some other people here. Katie said, men, but if we had to look at some of the posts that women make, it's because of them, the men, become thirsty. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got your box, your camel toe is showing all the time. All the time. All you want to wear is leggings and biking suits.
Right.
So that your box can show 24/7. And you wonder why dudes in your DM saying, I just want to put my mouth on you. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Like, no, nigga, no, no. 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 Then we had this corny-ass motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Comment. Wait, man, I'm trying to find his comment. See if it'll come up. This motherfucker says. First, he says women. They seek for happiness. Now, listen to this bullshit. Now, you know the question, right? The question is, who is the thirstiest thirstiest of them all, men or women. Simple, right? He says, women, they seek for happiness, but happiness usually don't come with the physical package they seek. Landfill syndrome. When you shop at the landfill, you come up with garbage. Now, then what the fuck was the question? Okay.
That nigga confused me.
Then he proceeds to comment again. And he says, women, do you really know what you want? Tell us. Then he proceeds to comment a third time and says, a lot of women play victim, but it exists and we all know it. Just own up to it. I'm just asking you ladies to look at the type of man that you are attracting. What? And he continues to say some other shit that's irrelevant because that's not what the fuck the question was. So, y'all want to hear my response to him?
It sounds like he's trying to say women, and then he tried to elaborate on it.
I didn't ask you for elaboration.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Not, I didn't ask you. Like, usually if I want an elaboration, I usually say, who is the thirstiest of them all, men or women, and explain.
Right.
Okay?
You didn't ask for an explanation.
I didn't ask for one. I don't care about how you felt about it today, tomorrow, next week, or anything. It was either simple men or women. So I had to gather him and get his shit together for him. On the first comment, when he was talking about the landfill syndrome, I said, what kind of woman is this? I don't know them. So then when he talks about, tell us what you want, what you want. I said, they do, but the question is, do men? But that's not what we're even discussing here. See, I got to gather you together. And on the long shit he posted, I said, I want you to make sure you tell men the same thing. Don't act as if men don't do the same thing, and it makes me wonder, but I'll keep it to myself, because I was about to go in like, nigga, who hurt you? I was about to say it. I was about to like, nigga, who hurt you? Don't come on
your
phone. Like, nigga, what bitch did it? Who did it? Who the hell? Who is that? Who did it? Who hurt that baby?
Who hurt you?
Who did it to that baby? Who did it? I ain't do it.
You sure you ain't do it?
I don't know this motherfucker.
Because, you know, you've been known in your past to hurt a man or two.
I do not know him. I hurt somebody. You know me well enough to know if I hurt somebody, I'm going to say I hurt somebody. I hurt them. I did it. You know? I hurt them. I did it. I didn't. And nobody else did.
I did this to you.
I ruined you, nigga. I ruined you. I did it. I fucked you over because you let me. You know what I'm saying? You know?
But you know, you know what else I think it is? I think it is so much that now the roles of the genders is getting so mixed up. You know what I mean? So it used to be a time where men were the aggressive ones and women were the, you know what I'm saying, the docile ones. But now you're seeing more docile men and more aggressive women. You know what I mean? Now you're seeing, it used to be a thing, they used to say that men are attracted by the physical and women are attracted by the emotional. And now you're seeing more men being more emotional and women being physically attracted to things. So I think that, you know, with the way that shit is being switched in society of how men's roles and females' roles are, those things is like, it's confusing motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, men don't know how to act around women, it seems. and vice versa. So, of course, there's going to be some thirst because motherfuckers don't know their role. They don't know their position. They don't know how to play their position. But I just think motherfuckers need to just calm down because it ain't really that serious.
It's not that serious. It's not that serious. You, sir, have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Who hurt you? Who did it? Hurt your feelings. Who turned you into the bitch that you are? Or maybe I'm being too mean. Because I'm,
No.
This week, I'm not going to lie, I've been sick of people in their woe is me ass feelings. I have. So, I said something. You sick of you and your woe ass feelings. Who did it? And there's some people I know who did it. So why are you giving them so much power? You know? Why? How come? You letting the nigga you gave. You. Okay. Let's say the dude been doing you wrong for X, Y, and Z years, right? Just doing you wrong and you keep going back. Keep going back. Whose fault is that?
Yeah, that would be your fault.
That's your fault. You kept dealing with that man. Why are you laughing?
Oh, God.
Why are you laughing?
You think?
What you mean?
Continue to break it down, girl.
All right. So let's do this. What is the definition of thirst? Let's clarify that. What's thirst to y'all?
Okay, let's look it up. You know, I will use the Urban Dictionary.
You know, a heartbeat.
Because when I think of thirst, I think of somebody that's going above and beyond what they need to be doing to get something that they probably don't even need.
Well, the Webster said, this is what Webster said. A craving for something to drink, often associated with dehydration. So, let's see what the Urban Dictionary says.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, the Urban Dictionary says too eager to get something, desperate.
Desperate.
It also says, I will use it in a sentence. The one hoe or man slut will do anything to get laid or even touched by another. They are the thirst. It lives within many, but usually, gotta keep that on it again. Yeah. I ain't making this sentence up. That lives within many, but usually there's one embodiment of the sickness that really wants it. For people of the same gender, the thirst is an embarrassment because, of course, the thirst gives a blow to integrity of their gender.
I like that.
Man. You know what? Pookie and them made that dictionary. That ain't urban. That's Pookie and them. That's that dictionary.
Pookie ain't said nothing about. No, Pookie don't use those kind of words.
Exactly.
But that's true though, because like. When you see, as a dude, when you see a dude being thirsty, other dudes be like, damn, son, what the fuck is wrong with you? But a female be like, oh, that's so sweet. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Some of them will say they're so sweet, but some of them motherfuckers will clown your goddamn ass.
Yes, they will. They will. But I think you get it worse from your own gender, is my point.
Yeah.
Then you get it from the opposite.
Because they're mad because the bitch is giving you play, and then they not getting none because they corny as fuck. I feel you.
That's one aspect to it. Yes, you're right. But also because as a dude, you think that you know the dude handbook. You know what I'm saying? So you be like, nah, son, you violating section 3.4AC of the, you know what I'm saying, the real nigga handbook. So, but a female may not know what 3.1AC is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a female look at that and she look at it from her perspective of, you ain't supposed to be chasing these dudes. They're supposed to be chasing you. Why are you chasing this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Being all thirsty. So they're looking at it from their own individual masculine / feminine perspectives. So when they look at it, they like, yo, what are you doing? And you're not supposed to be, like, for me to see one of my dudes, all right. I had this situation one time where one of my dudes, me, him, and his lady at the time had a threesome. And it turned wrong, and something happened, and he should have, from my perspective as a dude, broke up with her, but he stayed with her. So I'm like, nigga, you looking real, you know what I'm saying, suspect. But that's from my perspective as a man. You see what I'm saying? So like we judge our own gender more harshly than we judge the other gender, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a mm-hmm. woman, Amaj, I'm sure you see females that do certain things. You'd be like, yo, what is she doing? She's not supposed to do that. But when a man do the same thing, you'd be like, oh, he's just a stupid man. He don't know no better. You know what I mean? You hold your own gender to a higher standard. To a higher standard.
Mm-hmm. You do. And so when they out here doing dumb stuff, like, bitch, what is you doing? What is you doing
right
in these streets, bitch?
Right. Like, bitch, you got a whole pussy. What you doing giving him money? You supposed to be getting money.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Hey. You're making us look bad. We are direct reflections of each and every one of us. But you out here
and then,
gallivanting in the street. Doing dumb shit.
Gallivanting.
In these streets. Doing dumb shit.
In these streets.
Now you got these niggas thinking that all of us do dumb shit.
Exactly. Guilty by fucking association. Yes, exactly. And yo, and that'd be bad. Yo, as a dude, when you with 3 or 4 or 5 of your dudes and one of them is acting thirsty, like, yo, son, you making all of us look bad. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and then it's always that one to be like, man, you just hate.
Exactly. He think you hating. Nah, man, I ain't hating. I'm trying to let you know there's a certain standard we're supposed to live up to. And you falling woefully short. Yeah. And I ain't go front. I'm going to keep it 100. I've been that dude before in the group. I've been that dude that, you know what I'm saying, it's 4 or 5 of us. We out of state. We at, you know what I'm saying, whatever function is going down in a different state that, you know, young people go to. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm going to get me something. And by having that mindset, you lower your standards and you start doing thirsty shit. You know what I'm saying? To and no disrespect to those females, but they not worth it. They not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go. And what'd you say?
I said, that's
enough.
They ain't worth it for real.
Yeah, these bitches ain't worth it. And you going above and beyond for some shit that's from Mississippi that you ain't gonna never see again. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Taking her to Waffle House and shit and staying with her and her friends and following. Like, nah, man, what are you doing? Like, no. These hoes is for everybody. What you being a little thirsty for? You know what I'm saying? You came down to Virginia Beach with $355 and you gonna spend $200 on her? Like, man, what's wrong with you? You know you have to eat for the next 2 days, right? What's wrong with you?
That's funny. Y'all be doing.
Yeah,
that's
but,
what y'all be doing. Y'all be doing. Y'all out here.
You know, sometimes. And we make our whole crew look lame just because one lame. That's why it's important who you go out of town with, who you go on vacation with, who you associate with. Because them motherfuckers be acting thirsty and now they got you looking like you associated to the thirst. You know what I mean? And that's not a good look.
Mm-hmm. You out here needing to drink a whole ass water bottle.
A whole ass gallon.
You need a gallon of water for that shit you doing right now.
But then hopefully you learn because I've learned in my years of on this earth that the same thing you do when you're 21, 22, you don't do when you're 31, 32, and you don't do when you're 41, 42. You know what I mean? Like you learn from new things and you stay in your fucking lane.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
You know, so
some motherfuckers never learn. All right, so let me ask y'all this. And I'm gonna ask Dre first. No, I'm gonna ask Maj first. What's the thirstiest thing you've ever done?
Me?
Yes.
Not a motherfucker.
What was that?
I mean, not a motherfucking thing.
You stupid. We've all done something thirsty. Stop playing. Be honest with the people.
Wrong.
Right. Dre, now that she thought about it, she don't know if she want to admit it now.
What I'm trying to figure out is, have I ever?
All right, so you think about it, and Dre, what's the thirstiest thing you've ever done?
I'm a motherfucking G. What are you talking about?
Man, I don't know if it's, it probably was thirsty. So I fucked around, and I seen this chick, right? I was trying to get her. I wanted a bad person. She was straight. My stupid ass. She damn, she ordered something. We was at a party, and she got like one of them expensive ass drinks. Like it wasn't no regular shit. My dumb ass, knowing I couldn't damn afford the shit, cause I had some damn bills due. My dumb ass went and said, "Yo, you know what, man? Get what you want. I'm trying to act like, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Damn Baller, shot caller, nigga. That shit killed my goddamn pocket. I woke up that fucking Sunday." I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking about? And then, the bitch gave me the wrong number.
Oh, damn.
See? That's that fucker shit. No.
Yeah,
but
I learned my lesson after that. Well, I learned. That shit happened when I was young as fuck. No, it never, no more. Mm-mm.
Nope.
You got to learn those lessons.
Hell yeah, you really do.
This nigga, gangster kitty.
Because as I'm sitting here and think about all that I've done, now I have done some dudes wrong, okay? Listen. Because I told y'all from the age of about 21 going into 22, about to about 26, I wasn't shit.
You stupid.
Hey, she admits this shit too, Ron, faithfully.
I wouldn't, man, listen. If I was a chick trying to get to know me or a dude trying to get to know me, I don't know why y'all was trying to get to know me, but I ain't give a fuck. I ain't give nobody's fuck. Nothing. I ain't care. Nigga, fuck your feelings. Who the fuck cares about your feelings?
I hear that.
Your mom. Like, your mama care about your feelings. I was horrible. I was horrible. And that's when, like, after, that was right before, you know, I met the guy I thought I was going to settle down with. You know, I was an asshole. And then I met an asshole who was like, I'm not about to deal with your asshole-ish ways. You going to fix it?
No.
I'm going to my business. So, I fixed my ass-holiest ways. Because I wasn't
even stupid.
Is that thirsty that I fixed my ways? I don't know.
It could be.
I think it was an asshole, and I was an asshole, and we both couldn't be the biggest assholes in the world together, even though we could have worked out. But then we became such bad assholes to one another that we hurt each other. So, and then, you know, I ain't going to say I'm somebody. I pimp. I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I just tell these niggas the truth. That's all. Nigga, this is what this is. No, we ain't about to do none of that. You can stay if you like. If you go, it ain't gonna bother me. But I was that person, so I don't know if I've ever done anything thirsty to per se.
Okay.
Gangsta
kitty.
I may have. Say what? What about? I mean, because I could
be. Just
gangsta. I mean, it's wanting to spend a lot of more time with somebody. Now, I did used to drive a long distance to spend time with people. I would do that. Is that thirsty?
Borderline.
Yeah, okay. You borderline.
And I mean, if I travel to come see you, that's about as good as it got for me. Okay. As bad as good as that thing get. So, okay. So
you ain't never co-signed for no shit for a nigga?
If that's thirsty, then I did this one time, and I repossessed that shit. I sure did.
You stupid.
What? What?
How you repossess the shit that you co-signed for?
Because they were supposed to be paying it, and they weren't paying it, so I went and got it.
Okay, I get it. No. What about you, Dre? What's the thirstiest shit you ever did?
That drink, that they had buying that experience.
The damn
drink
for one. But man, I used to damn this chick I wanted. I mean, I wanted her bad. I used to pay for her fucking phone calls, man. And I'm like, damn, I'm fucking sitting there getting damn phone calls for this motherfucking shit. And I'm like, how the fuck do I know this bitch ain't damn calling somebody else?
You never know. You never know where. What? Never know.
You stupid.
Yeah, I hit is real, man. What?
Hey,
what? What? I'm just saying, what about you, Ron? What about you? You want to put everybody at home? Like, what about you?
Well, I've done some dumb things from college years to after college years, but I would say the craziest thing I've done as far as like being thirsty was rooted in honor. So the thirstiest thing that I've done was stay with somebody longer than I should have for the child's sake. Mm. So, I mean, if that's what you call thirsty wanting to have a family structure, knowing that it wasn't going to work. That's the thirstiest. But I've done other thirsty things. Like, I remember one time we went to Jones Beach. That's a beach up here in New York, well, up in New York, and they'd have a Greek fest every year, so we'd go to the Greek fest, and one year we went, and it was this chick on the side of the road, and she had a little short little skirt on, so I'd jump out the car, go talk to her, and I was like, yo, that ass is fat. She was like, it's fat enough to be bit, and I was like, well, I'll bite it. She was like, well, bite it. And it's like
this nigga on the side of the road biting ass.
On the side of the road biting ass in front of at least 1,000 people. And I got her number, and I get back in the car. My dude's like, "Yo, you really bit her ass?" I'm like, "Nah, I ain't bite her ass. I ain't bite her ass." Yeah, I bit her ass, nigga. I bit.
Talk about some motherfucking curbside service, boy. What the fuck?
Curbside service. You ain't never lie. Yeah, so I would say my daughter's mother being with her was the thirstiest thing, because I was thirsty for that family structure, even though I know it wasn't the right thing. But I've done little indiscretions over my time, definitely.
This nigga bit a whole butt cheek on the side of the road. Oh, God.
And her ass was fat, Dre. If you'd seen her ass, you'd see her ass was fat than a motherfucker.
I probably would have. This is back then, boy. Oh, my God. Because I acted a fucking fool at damn freak meat, man. Oh, my God. I can imagine.
It's out there in them streets, gallivanting in them. I ain't never done that.
I'm just saying, that's what I did as a young man. As a grown ass man, I haven't done that, but you know, as a young man, I have.
And see, yeah, as a young man, yeah, we all did some stupid shit as young. But as grown up, the way the shit is now, nah, I don't think I'd get any retarded. I mean, I ain't never sucked a titty at a party in front of the whole fucking damn crowd and shit.
Jesus.
Now that was some thirsty shit.
Was he thirsty or was she thirsty for it?
Both.
Not both of them. Wow. Y'all niggas is a mess. A mess. that's out here in the middle of the street licking booties or whatever.
No, he
didn't. Don't judge me. Don't judge
me. He didn't lick it. He did it, but he didn't lick it. Well, at least he said he didn't. He didn't lick. He said he did. He thought that thing was a freshly peeled orange, and it went to the gusto.
Y'all just. I cannot.
Y'all got issues. Y'all definitely got issues.
Oh, yeah.
Who is y'all, nigga? That's you. You biting booties on the side of the highway and shit.
It was very tasty. Very tasty.
That nigga went from changing the tire to biting ass.
It was sweaty.
That nigga supposed to be out there loosening up bolts. He out there taking chunks.
Listen, man, I was in my early 20s. I was out there. We was drinking and drugging. It was a bunch of bitches. What am I supposed to do? A little bit of thirst popped up on my brow. I apologize.
And then what am I supposed to do? That used to be one of my main go to excuses.
Not
keep
holding around biting strange booty.
My thing is this.
This is all I want to know. Did she pull her pants down and you did it, or you just did it through the jeans?
Nah, son. This is back in the days when them tennis skirts was the shit. So she had a little tennis skirt, and all I had to do was lift it up very slightly, and her ass was right there. That's everybody. Listen, I might have been the one that showed the thirst. But everybody else was thinking about the thirst because that ass was on the side of the road and everybody was looking at it. Nigga, I had the audacity to get out the car and walk up to it and put my molars and my bicuspids on it. You know what I'm saying? Because it needed to be done.
At that point in time, it needed to be done, goddammit, and I did it.
It needed to be done. Nigga. Everybody else was looking at it. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go bite this apple. I was in the Big Apple, and she had a Big Apple, and I took a bite out the Big Apple.
You know, this reminds me of Christmas Story.
I triple dog daddy.
Hey, listen, you ain't even had the double dog daddy, nigga. I was out the car by the time you did me.
This nigga said he ain't go for the triple dog. This motherfucker is ain't never got that word. I'm motherfucking wrong, nigga. What's wrong with you? Give me this booty.
Listen, give me this booty. You know what I'm saying? Poop it out at the right angle and stop playing. But I'm a responsible father now, so I would never do anything like that now. I would never do anything like that now unless I was out the country.
Nigga, you lying. you lie like an old-ass bug. You lie, black boy, you lie.
Listen, man, all I know is this. You get to a certain age, you don't do the certain things you did in those same situations. But if a different situation occurs, you may do that shit again. I'm just saying.
I'm done talking to you. Done. I want my life to come back on. I'm sick of this shit.
I'm saying, but
think about it.
But what?
Thirst is one thing, right? Being thirsty under normal circumstances is one thing. But when you're in extreme circumstances, or when you're in, you know what I'm saying, extraordinary circumstances, is it the same threshold for thirst? Like, for instance, a lot of women like Idris Elba, right? So the same way that they approach me wouldn't be the same way they approach Idris Elba. So is it okay because it's Idris to be a little thirsty? But if it's me, it's not? Oh, goddamn.
It's not okay. It's not okay ever. No.
I hear you. But if A. Marie got on a little sundress and she's showing them legs, nigga, thirst is coming from my mouth. I'm just letting
nigga,
you know.
I'm licking that motherfucker from the ankle on up. God, I love it, dude.
I'm asleep.
Hell yeah. I'm turning into the fucking little Bow Wow when that motherfucker did that little thirsty ass shit to Tyra Banks for 106 apart. Man, if I ever get a chance, damn, Marie. Shit.
I'll sit down somewhere.
I can see it now. She need me on 106 apart. Anne Marie come out there, my best friend will be like,
I know goddamn well my best friend ain't on TV licking Anne Marie's ankles all the way up to her hip.
Keep that motherfucker like a goddamn crab leg, nigga.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to certain situations, thirst is appropriate, and when it's in certain other situations, thirst is not appropriate. But don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? Because you see a little bit of thirst on my lip.
I'ma hand you some motherfucking water so you don't speak so guys dehydrated.
You can hand me water. You can hand me a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, electrolytes, fucking a B12 shot. I don't give a fuck what you hand me. In certain situations, nigga, thirst is appropriate.
No.
So you're saying thirst is never appropriate?
No, it's not appropriate.
Some would say that getting on your fucking knee and asking for marriage is thirst. Some would say that.
Who would say that if you are in a relationship and you are in love?
Yeah, but why do I have to, you know what I'm saying, now bow down and subject myself to, you know what I'm saying, being less than you or
no, that's not.
You know what I'm saying, submitting to you, because that's what you're doing. You're submitting to her and asking her a question that she could say no to. That could be, you know what I'm saying, seen as thirst.
That's not thirst. That's not thirsty. What? No.
Yeah, it's not thirst because motherfuckers have been doing it for years. So that's just, you know what I'm saying, accepted thirst.
What?
That's all it is. Why do I have to get down on my knee? Every man who proposes doesn't get down on his knee.
Boom, bitches. I'm sorry.
Because I ain't go front. When I proposed to my youngest daughter's mother, I didn't get down on my knee. I just did, you know what I'm saying? I had the people bring it out on the dinner plate and all that shit and the whole restaurant looking at us. You know what I'm saying? I had all that happen, but I didn't get down on a knee. You know what I'm saying? So one could say that getting down on your knee and subjecting yourself to that level of scrutiny is
thirst. But you ain't gonna do that. You ain't necessarily gonna do all that.
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when one person sees his thirst, another person may not see his thirst. And just because something is accepted over years, that still is thirsty. It's just accepted thirst.
Not thirsty.
All right. So if I was to get a woman to be like, yo, you know what? I want to marry you. And then I tell another woman I want her to marry me. And the first one accepts the second one as an equal sister wife. Is that her showing thirst?
I'm sorry. I was out. I was outside.
I'm saying if another woman is willing to accept you being with a third woman just to keep you, is that her showing thirst?
No, that might be her compromising with her man.
Because normally women say that I want you to be my husband and I don't want you to, you know what I'm saying, ever have another woman in your life. Me and you are the last two together. So normally a woman would think that if you accept a man having some side pussy or a second wife or another relationship, that you're accepting something that you shouldn't accept.
It doesn't make me desperate. It doesn't make me whatever it is else that you want me to be. It is the fact that me and my husband have a relationship that nobody else has a say-so in but me and him. So, bitch, mind your motherfucking business if he want to go out here and get him another chick. Mind your business, bitch, because guess who picked the bitch out?
Oh, so thirst has to do with whose business it is.
It ain't nobody's business.
Oh, so when I was on the side of the road biting that bitch ass, it wasn't nobody's business either, but they still saw me as thirsty.
No. You out there just biting bitch's ass.
Well,
you was doing.
So in your scenario, you out there just marrying niggas.
No, I'm marrying one nigga. One.
All right, you out there marrying nigga. I only bit one ass.
Hey, you bit one ass that day, because I'm sure you haven't bit some more asses since then.
You ain't never lie. That's why I don't fuck with you, because you be seeing through the bullshit. Yeah, I've bit asses subsequently, but that has nothing to do with the point I was trying to make.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
There's nothing wrong with biting your buttocks.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, don't sing his song. Don't sing his song.
Biting on ass on the side of the street.
This nigga finished it.
No. This nigga talking about I bit one ass. No, nigga. You bite asses all the time. All the time. It may not be a strange piece of ass, but you biting asses all the time.
I'm going to need you not to, know what I'm saying, try to, know what I'm saying, disclose my little frequencies and my tendencies. I'm going to need you to leave that, know what I'm saying, in the private. So what, I bite asses. That's nobody's
business. I need you to understand that I'm the friend. See, this is what you don't understand. Yeah, I'm the friend that's not going to let you sit here and tell no motherfucking lie to the world on some bullshit.
It's not a lie. It was just an oversight. I overlooked those other asses that I bit.
Okay, well, let me bring this back to the forefront for you. You won't overlook it again.
You know what? I think it's time for Dre to talk. You said enough.
No. I treat all my male friends the same exact way. I treat Nick D the same way. I treat Jarvis the same way. I treat Dre the same way. You're not going to sit here, and now I'm treating you the same way. You're not going to sit here and try to tell me some shit I already know you do. Thomas only did it one time. Nigga, who are you? You better be glad you ain't looking at me dead in my face. I'll be looking at you like, nigga, who the fuck you lying to?
We had more than a couple conversations about me biting asses, so I can't front like I ain't telling you only been one. My bad.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My bad.
I can't. I cannot. I'm not going to do this. We're not going to sit here and lie to each other. No, I'm not the bitch that's going to lie. What you say, Ron? You always say, I ain't going to lie to you, but I lie for you, whatever.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you, but I may lie for you. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I want you to stop lying to me. You can lie to the rest. You can lie to that girl because you care about her feelings, but this ain't what you want right here.
Listen, I'm not lying. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, selectively telling the truth.
No, so you omitting.
Yes, I will omit in a second. I will listen, nigga. That's part of the rules of being a man. You gotta know what not to say to a woman.
Oh, really?
Any man knows that. That listen, that's man 101. Dre, am I lying?
Uh-huh.
I am lying, nigga.
You gotta know the rules, man. Everybody
knows. Okay,
okay. That's code.
That's man 101. Like don't lie to her, but don't tell her everything.
Oh. Is that everything?
Listen, old boy. Listen, old boy is doing the same thing to you. Let's not think that. But you know what though? That's woman 101 too. All right, let's keep it 100% real.
Exactly.
That, yeah, I may not lie to us, but y'all ain't telling us So me and my two girlfriends went out to the comedy club last night. All right, baby, how you doing? Everything was good? Yeah, we had a good time. I'm saying, did you get any numbers? No, I ain't getting any numbers. No, you ain't getting any numbers because you gave a fucking number.
No.
No. I'm just saying that's one situation.
I don't give a
So she ain't lie by saying she ain't getting no numbers. She told you the truth, she ain't getting no number, but she omitted the part that she gave this nigga her email address. That she gave him her work number. You know what I'm saying? Call me at the job between, you know what I'm saying, 9 and 3. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. I know, but I know females who have. All right, you may not do it, but I know those who have. Shit, I know those who've done it to me. Like, listen, you can't call my house on my cell phone, but call me at work, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've had females do it to me.
No.
Listen, her husband pays the phone bill, so he's able to see everything that comes through. Well, that's you. That's you in particular. But I know some heifers, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, listen, you can't call my cell phone, you can't call my house, but call my job, talk to me. That's my desk number. You know what I'm saying? You call a desk, you know what I'm saying? Or here, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on IG. Me and him are friends on Facebook, so you can't hit me on Facebook. But, you know what I'm saying? We not friends on IG.
Lord,
so hit me on IG.
That shit right there, boy, that damn hit me on IG shit. Oh, God.
What are people out here doing in the world, I want to know?
Listen, I don't know what they're doing, but I know men and women are both doing the same thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we
I'm
all
doing
the same fuckery.
I'm not giving my number out to no dudes. I didn't even give my number out to dudes when I was single. I remember this one time I said, you know what, I'm going to give this little nigga opportunity to use my phone number. I did it one time. I ain't did it since. Because when he used my phone number, he said some dumb shit, and I said, you know what, it's okay for you to lose my number. It's all right. It ain't gonna bother me now.
So check this out. I'm at a job the other day. Well, not the other day, about a few months ago. And one of my coworkers go in, and he's African, so he speaks with a heavy African accent. So I know that it's hard for people who don't want to understand him. It's hard for them to understand him. Like, if you take the time to listen to him, he speaks proper English, but he just speaks it with a very hard Sierra Leonean accent, right? So I said to him, well, let me talk to the people. Yeah, he's from Sierra Leone. So I told him, I said, yo, let me speak to the people. It'll be easier for me to communicate with them than you. He was like, you know what, you're right. Handle that. So it was a female security guard there. So I'm talking to the female security guard, and I'm telling her where we need to go and what we need to see and what we look at. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving her the update so that she can, you know what I'm saying, understand why we're here, what we're here for. So we didn't finish the job that day. That was a Wednesday. I'm off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So he went back there on Thursday to finish the job. And when she seen him, she was like, well, where's your partner at? She's like, no, he's not my partner. He was just one of my coworkers. He came to help me, but he's off today. No, so she said, here, give him my number and tell him to call me. So I say all that to say that I wasn't, I'm lying. I was about to say I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, trying to beat in the head, but I was. You know what I'm saying? I was giving a little eye contact and, you know what I'm saying, put that little, yeah, so let me ask you a question. On the third floor, where's the telecommunications room? You know what I'm saying? I put that little, you know what I'm saying, shit in my voice, you know what I mean, all that good shit. So my point in saying that is that women nowadays are still, son, giving out their numbers. You know what I'm saying? They're still being thirsty. And she was, yo, she was a sexy little thing, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, why are you so thirsty? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to be telling the next man to give me your number. I'm going to treat you like shit. But
and then, who was to say that nigga was going to give you the number? He could have really been hating. Be like, man, fuck that. I ain't giving this motherfucker your number.
True, indeed. He could have been. He could have been on some bullshit. He wasn't. That's my dude. So he wasn't. But he could have been like, I ain't giving that nigga a number. No, I'm saying, I'm going to fuck this bitch.
Exactly.
But yeah. So all of that said, females are still throwing their numbers out here to, you know what I'm saying, a sexual chocolate
no,
motherfuckers.
They, no, they not.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. No, listen,
no,
man.
They
listen,
not.
Man. Listen, as you know, I'm the Cox man. So I, you know what I'm saying, before I was all up in people's houses, and I've had old white women, young black women, middle aged Spanish women all come on to me, son. I've had it all happen to me. So let's not act like, you know what I'm saying, these women that ain't out here, you know what I'm saying, being thirst balls just like men. I was on my way into the supermarket, you know what I'm saying, a few months back, and I just had, all right, maybe this is TMI, but I didn't put no drawers on. I just had my sweatpants on. So my dick is just swinging in the sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this old lady came out of the supermarket, and she ain't make eye contact with me, but she made dick the eye contact. But you can see her eyes burning all right in my crotch region. And then she hit me with the, hey, young man. Yo, I felt like she was trying to rape me visually. I felt offended. I was like, miss, what are you doing? This is inappropriate. You're old enough to be my grandmother, yet you're looking at my penis. I don't appreciate that.
So you know old people. You already know that you like old women anyway.
Listen, she could have got, if she was 6 years younger, she could have got it. She really could have. She was just like a little past that threshold. I ain't trying to fuck nobody and give them a heart attack and kill them. I ain't trying to do that. Don't want to do that.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing wrong with liking old women. Don't be throwing stones. You know what I'm saying? Old women are good. That vintage vagina is fucking perfect.
What?
I'm saying she passed menopause. She can't have children. I ain't got to pull out. Nigga, that's all I'm saying.
Was that wrong? I'm done.
That was inappropriate? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm done with this conversation. I'm done talking to you. I'm done.
Listen, if Dre could fuck Grace Jones' old ass, I could fuck, you know what I'm saying, an old woman too.
Oh, Lord. I don't know what this is about.
Because you know Grace Jones is past menopause. She ain't having no more children, so Dre don't even be pulling out his dreams. He just be skeeting all in that shit. Is that how you be doing it, Dre?
Basically. Might as well.
My nigga. Listen, man, she over 65, son, and she getting that dick. You ain't got to pull out. Nigga, just stay up in there. It's warm.
Ew.
You act like you ain't gonna be 67 wanting no dick. Stop playing.
But my husband is fine.
Well, I mean, hey, tomato, tomato. Husband, boy toy, whatever you want to choose to call it. Whatever.
No, but now I'm no uglier than this, John. That's a bonus.
All right, all right, all right, all right. So, all right, here goes another twist on the thirst. So you married to somebody, married for years. You turn 65, he passes away. You go the rest of your life without no dick?
He passed away.
You ain't answer my question.
God broke us up. God broke us up.
So now, you 66, your husband has been dead for a year, and you saying to yourself, y'all need some dick. Are you going to go get a younger man to get some dick, or are you going to get an older man to get a new relationship? What level of thirst are you going to show?
If I'm still summertime fine in my 60s, I'm going to get me a nice, you know, maybe a man that might be 10 years younger than me, maybe, maybe. That's a big maybe. I might. I don't know.
It's something about you that tells me that if you're 66 and you're the love of your life, as Common would say, has passed away, that you're just going to just sit your face on some 28-year-old's, you know what I'm saying, beard.
What?
I mean, you're just going to sit on some 28-year-old's beard. I just see that happening.
No.
I just see that in you.
No.
Maybe 35, maybe 35, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I told you 2 years younger.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
Okay, okay. I just see you, know what I'm saying, grinding your geriatric hips. You know what I'm saying? some young man's fucking... an upper lip. That's all I see. I don't know. I just see that.
No, I'm not doing that. Because first of all, no, because then that makes him, no. Nah. Because then if he's 28 and I'm 66, he's younger than my daughter.
Nigga, you know, listen, once you get above 50, you stop counting how old your children are. That's first of all. So you don't even give a fuck about that bit. But is that thirst when an older person goes after a younger person after their spouse has passed on? Is that thirst? Or is that just them wanting to experience you again?
I don't know what that is. Is it thirsty
I mean, what was the old boy that had Anna Nicole Smith? You know what I'm saying? That's thirst to me. Y'all ain't got nothing in common. Y'all got nothing. The only thing y'all have in common is, you know what I'm saying, the shit that you allow her to bring into your cipher. You know what I'm saying? Because you the man with the money.